You are listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. After making its way around the world, an important survey of the celebrated artist Mike Kelly is finally landing here in Los Angeles, his adopted home, where he tragically ended his life just 2 years ago. Art critic Hunter Drohoyoska-Philp is here to tell us about this show, now that you can finally see it for yourself here at the newly revived MoCA. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
Okay, now, so this exhibit has been in Amsterdam, Paris, New York. You and I have both seen it in other locations. But what do you think about it now that the Mike Kelly Show has arrived in Los Angeles at MoCA?
Well, I saw it in New York at PS1, which used to be a school. And that was good in many ways because it reinforced an issue that Mike Kelly had in his work a lot, which is a critique of educational systems, critiques of schools, critiques of the way people's creativity is damped down by institutions. And it worked on that level, but I have to say it looks so much better at MoCA.
Ah.
It's been installed by Anne Goldstein, who organized the show for the Stedelijk Museum in Amsterdam, as well as Bennett Simpson, a curator at MoCA. And they've done a wonderful job of making it come alive as a Gesamtkunstwerk, a totality of art and video and painting and stuffed animals, and you see themes that preoccupied Kelly throughout his career. Again, education, religion, repression, adolescence, but you see them revisited in different ways in works from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and up to the present with the Candor series.
So it does the totality of his work justice, you're saying. It's a celebration of Mike Kelly that began before he passed away, isn't it?
Well, the show was organized long before he committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And after he had passed away, of course, it had to be reconsidered. And I think the people who are involved with this show from the beginning knew Mike Kelly very well. And it's a very sensitive exhibition on a number of levels. They knew his influence. They knew the importance of his history in Los Angeles. And the fact that the show is now back in Los Angeles, where MoCA was the first museum to buy a big work of his, Helter Skelter, organized by then-curator Paul Schimmel at MoCA, really helped launch Mike Kelly's career internationally. And I think it really does feel like a memorial, but it also feels like there's something really marvelous to remember. This was a major artist of absolutely unbeatable influence. There are so many young artists who follow in his footsteps. But what I found very interesting in this show also is how meticulously he put together each work, the amount of detail involved, the amount of control. So what sometimes looks like a random or chaotic installation has been actually organized down to a hairpin. And I really think that people will come away with that in this exhibition.
What's interesting, too, is that this is an important moment in time for MoCA.
Very important for MoCA. As we know, many troubles. After Urs Fischer's exhibition closed, they had to do a big cleanup. Remember all the clay that he left behind?
Mm.
So all the walls have been painted. The floors have been hosed down. They've put in a new climate control system. So MoCA, the Geffen itself, is looking very spruced up, and it's a great place for the Mike Kelly Show to be taking place. And of course, the new director, Philippe Verne, is coming on board now, and they have a gala on Saturday night, $2,500 a ticket, top price, really, but they have almost sold out. They say they have a few tickets left. So if you want to support the newly revived MoCA, do so. And then on Sunday, if you are a member, Kim Gordon, formerly of Sonic Youth, Mike Kelly had done covers for their records, she'll be performing at MoCA.
It's an exciting time. Mike Kelly opens to the public on Monday and runs through late July at MoCA's Geffen Contemporary. To see some images and to read Hunter's text, please visit our website, kcrw.com/arttalk. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.